Welcome to the Art in the 48 podcast, your Arizona arts connection. I'm Craig Baumler. On this episode, learn about the art of storm chasing photography and why Arizona is a gold mine for storm photographers. In the second half, we'll meet photographer Mike Olbinski and hear about his storm chasing experiences. In certain parts of the U.S., a severe weather warning from the National Weather Service is a signal to find shelter, a basement, a cellar, a sturdy room in the center of the house. In parts of Arizona, those weather warnings are most frequently issued for dust storms, and they come with very important advice. Stay off the roads. But for some people, severe weather warnings are a cue to grab their vehicle and head out. If you've seen the movie Twister, you're familiar with what these people do. They're storm chasers, and they make a hobby or even a living of getting as close as possible to weather events that drive the rest of us indoors. Most storm chasers aren't thrill seekers. They're researchers. But there's another breed of storm chaser, one you may not even be aware of. These chasers are often taking the same risks, but heading out with a different mission and carrying different tools. These are artists, the professional photographers and videographers who document not how severe weather events work, but how they look.
Okay, guys, we're in south of Buckeye, rainbow washed. I was just driving by it to go chase maybe some storms over there.
Mike Olbinski is one of those artists. You may not know his name, but if you live in the Phoenix area, you're sure to know his work. Olbinski is the photographer who took that historic series of time-lapse images on July 5th, 2011, as a monumental wave of dust rolled over and engulfed the Valley of the Sun. You'll meet Mike in the next segment of this podcast. Has anything really scary ever happened to you? Have you ever felt your life was actually in danger?
I've been in some hairy situations where these storms that are possible tornadoes, those are the ones that are scarier, where you're kind of cut in front of them to get on the south side of it, the safe side. We're in the spot north of Goodland, Kansas, and we get past where the circulation would be. This hail core wraps around on the south side of it and just envelops us, where we're getting hit by golf ball size hail, and it's basically zero visibility. Car in front of us stops, we have to stop, and we can't go anywhere, and we're just getting slammed. So the hail is just hitting the side windows, and so your heart's racing and you're like, I just want to get out of here right now. It's very hazy, couldn't see anything. I got pinched kind of between two storms where they were both tornado warned, and it started getting dark. It was night, and I had nowhere to go except to try to outrun them east. And I was just new to it, you know, and so I was just flying down farm roads at night. I got to save myself. I got to get out of here. And I went east, and then I had to race south to get out of the path of one coming. And I remember going south and seeing like dust blowing across the road, and it suddenly became a tornado that I'm like, oh, it's a tornado probably. And I was like, God, I'm just praying to you right now. Just if I get safe, I need you to get me safe from this storm. And I got south of it, and then I got out of it, and it was immediately from fear of, you know, like I made a mistake to, you know, I knew I was safe on radar. I look up and the storm is passing me to the north, and it's just bubbling and lightning and all stuff. And I went from fear to like awe. It's fun though. I will say this about storm chasing. It's a high and low hobby or life where maybe doing it this long now, I'm starting to mellow a little bit, where the highs are, they're still pretty high, but the lows aren't so low. But there's been plenty of times where I'm super excited about a day and I go out there and realize I made a mistake and missed where I should have been. And then I see pictures from other people of where I should have been, and leaves you in tears and you just want to like quit. I made a mistake. And when you love something this much and have this much passion for anything, you love it so much, and then when you fail at it or don't do a great job, it's just, it kills you, you know, to your core. But our landscapes, the sunset colors, the lightning, the dust storms, the winds and the stuff you see are just unbelievable.
Art in the 48 podcast is a production of Arizona PBS. I'm Craig Baumler. Please join us again for the Art in the 48 podcast, your Arizona arts connection.